It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda for their faithful obedience to the Lord and their example to us.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to day two of Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. This is the Jenna Ellis in the morning on AFR Hour on Share-a-thon. So Jenna's in studio with us.
I am indeed, because someone who's named Jenna should be, if this is Jenna Ellis in the morning.
Duly noted. That's a good point. We always like to match.
Yes.
You know, match our name of our show with the name of the host or hostess.
We're good like that.
Exactly. Welcome, everybody. Day two of Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. And wow, what a day yesterday was. We were very excited about the response that folks gave us from across the country. Jenna, we had nearly 6,000 pledges.
Wow.
Yesterday.
Thank you so much, everyone. That is incredible, and we're so grateful.
Yeah, absolutely. And off to another great day. It's Founders Day, and the founder of this ministry is my father, Don Wildman. He is a reverend. He's also an honorary doctorate. So he was a Methodist pastor for many years, and when I was a child, and then God called him out in Christmas holidays of 1976. God called him to leave the pulpit, and form. He didn't know what exactly at the time. He just knew it was a response to what was happening in the culture, and particularly he said sex and violence and profanity increasing on television at that time. Now, you know, that's way back, pre-internet, anything like that. But he saw what was going on. But God called him out of the pulpit, and Don said, "Don, I have something for you to do. I have something special for you to do." And so that one thing led to another. He left the pulpit, and without a paycheck then, from the church, and but God opened doors, and Dad began to build a ministry that here we are today, 40, what is this, in 77, 46 years, something like that.
That's incredible.
Huh? Have I got my math right, Adam? You went to Ole Miss, didn't you, Adam?
See, he asks Adam, not the lawyer, which is good, because I was told that I didn't have to do math.
Well, I didn't want to know your math, because you start billing me. You know what I'm saying? You start out, give me an hour. I say math to you, and you say $200 an hour. Anyway, so my dad started the ministry, and he was here for 30-something years, retired, and still alive. Dad has challenges, dementia challenges, but he's still with us. But praise God for his faithfulness and his commitment and his willingness at the time to, you know, to do something he didn't know at the time what exactly God wanted him to do.
So. And isn't that a remarkable testimony of the Christian life, that we trust the Lord and we walk by faith? And every step, and that's what I love in the Psalms, when it says that, that God and his word, God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It's just, you know, he reveals the next step. And if we step out in faith, then we will continue to fulfill his purpose and design and plan for our life. And look at what that has led to, and how we're here. And
amen.
And years later, decades later, I'm now a great recipient and of the blessings of this ministry as well, to be able to be here, and everyone listening as well. And that's incredible.
I remember two times, I've shared this before, Jenna, but you know, you mentioned how you step out. I mean, the expression we use in the Christian community is stepping out in faith, right?
Yes.
And sometimes it's a big leap of faith in
Absolutely.
The sense that, you're stepping out into the unknown. Right. And I mean, you have faith in that God's leading you and you're hearing his voice, but you don't know exactly what it is you're supposed to do next. Right. But I remember early on I mean, really, like the first couple of years of the ministry, Dad had worked out of our house. And so his office was one of our extra bedrooms. I had three siblings, so we had four or five bedrooms. Anyway, we were like a Waltons, you know, in the early 1970s. So he had an offset machine. You know what that is?
I don't. No, that's...
Oh, man.
It's another de-boomer term. I was thinking that. I knew you were thinking that, too.
No, I know I've reached last two-thirds of my life when nobody knows. Anyway, I'm not going to ask you that. You'll bill me again. Anyway.
I'll have to do math. Yeah.
So, anyway, he had an offset machine, which is a printing machine.
Oh, okay.
Basically, a self-printing machine at the house. I don't know. I had mimeograph, sort of, except it's had ink and everything. I just remember smelling that ink. And he had a phone, and, you know, and that was about it. And wow. He began to travel and speak and went on national television. The Donahue Show, you probably heard of that now,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. You can Google that, Jenna,
yes,
and watch old clips.
I think they have those on YouTube.
Bill Donahue, he was about the, in the, you know, he was a peer of Lincoln. anyway, so he had he went on the Tonight Show with Tom Snyder. He went on Ted Koppel. You've heard that name, right?
I've heard that
name,
indeed.
He was with Nightline. Dad used to go on Nightline. He'd go on Crossfire on CNN. Anyway, he'd debate the liberals on a lot of things. And so that's the legacy. Today's Founders Day. I'm just sharing with you a little bit of the legacy of the early days, at least in the early years of the ministry of what was then the NFD, National Federation for Decency, which became the American Family Association, which birthed the American Family Radio Network, which we're on today in 1991. One other quick story, and then we'll give you the telephone number. One of the great things about this ministry is that we are cross-denominational. We're diverse.
Wow.
Isn't that what you're supposed to be, Jenna?
I was going to say, we have our ESG check here.
Duly noted.
Yeah, go team.
Yes, yes.
We get 1 point out of the 100.
So Dad began to create this ESG, what do you call it?
ESG.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Early
equity,
on.
Diversity, inclusion, all that, EDI, all those things.
So yeah. I remember Dad used to have, on his letterhead, you know, he would have like Catholic, even Orthodox, even and all the let's see, the Protestant denominations, he had supporters in the leadership positions. He had developed such credibility with these religious leaders from across America. But I just remember early on, I guess this would have been 79, maybe 78, 79, he was invited to speak over in Atlanta. And from Memphis, where we lived, just south of Memphis, where we lived, it was about a 7-hour drive, I guess, 8-hour drive, something like that. So I drove with him. He has said, "Tim, you want to go with me?" I was 13. Yeah, I'll go. So it's just he and I in the car, and his CB radio. You know what that is?
I do, actually, because of my dad. Breaker 190.
There you go.
So, yeah.
So you did that with your dad. Okay.
I did, yeah.
Breaker 190.
Yeah. Anyway. Can still hear him in the car.
Anyway, I do have a point to the story. Yes. We are going to complete it.
Nostalgia, though. This is great. You know.
Well, to the CB radio, Dad was called the Circuit Rider. That was his handle. You know what a handle is, right?
I do.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
We have those now on Twitter.
It's handle? Okay.
It's called a handle. Yeah,
that was a circuit rider because...
Yeah. We've progressed now.
He was a Methodist. Because he was a Methodist minister.
Oh.
And the history of the Methodist in early American history, at least, was they were circuit riders. They had a circuit, and they rode their horse around, and they preached, and they, you know, had churches in different, so he was called the circuit rider.
Which anyway, is like the courts, like why they call it the circuit court.
Yeah, that
because
exactly.
They would have the judges that would rotate around.
Well, we are tracking right now. All right.
He's going to call me a boomer soon. I mean, who knows?
And in Oklahoma, they'd call you a boomer sooner. Well, we are winding down this road to get to get to my story. So we drove all the way to Atlanta, and it was... We went to this church. He had a couple different things he needed to do over there. But this church had a couple, 300 people, I guess, packed out. And it was my first experience in a Pentecostal church.
Oh, he had not prepared you, I'm sure.
No. I was a little Methodist boy, and Dad was up there preaching, and Dad, he got Pentecostal too that night. I remember, I mean, he was like, you know, he was a Methodist, but man, he was, any preacher, I don't care what they are, you get them, you tell them amen.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying amen. Yes, brother. And, but yeah, I just remember that was my first experience with, going to a Pentecostal church, and I'd never seen people, everybody's raising their hands and shouting and yelling, and but I thought, man, these people are on fire for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And now my heart was racing because I didn't know exactly where we were going with this, but, anyway, that was just a fond memory I have. I was basically sharing how we are interdenominational, or we're non-denominational, and we're cross-denominational here at American Family Radio. We have Pentecostal supporters, we have Baptists, we have Methodists, we have Catholic listeners, I know, who call in and support us. So we praise the Lord for the way he's been able to bless this ministry over the decades. All right, that story's finally finished. Now, Jenna, yes. Should someone want to call in, and we encourage them to do so, and make a pledge this morning, right, to help us keep going on our Share-a-thons. Day two, we're going to be here till tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, but we need folks to help us. What can they do here?
You can call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Talk to some of the great people here, and you can tell them your stories. In fact, after yesterday, we had a few people that called in and supported that said that they were, you know, so grateful to listen to this show every morning. And I'm really grateful for that, because I've only been here since January, and it's been an amazing opportunity to continue to share the cultural perspective and the political perspective from a biblical worldview. So I'm thankful for your encouragement and your support. You can also go to afr.net if you prefer to just go online. You can go to afr.net. And speaking of your father and founders and all of that, Tim, I love that the sign outside says Center for Cultural Transformation.
Yes.
Because that's what we still need to be doing as Christians. And I'm convinced that right now, because of all of the discouragement and the, you know, oh, don't force your truth on me, and, you know, all of these things that we encounter in the current culture, that often leftists are better and more interested in actually changing the world than a lot of people on the right. And we need to change that, and we're changing that here, hopefully, and inspiring and encouraging you to be culture warriors and to go out and fulfill the Great Commission. And, you know, the one thing that I have learned over the course of my life so far, how God has, you know, continued to light my path, is that I wish, and if I had told my younger self one thing, it would be, I wish that I had trusted God more sooner.
Amen.
And so that's what we're doing here each and every morning, is continuing to trust God to speak truth and love. And you can call 877-616-2396.
All right, we're going to take a short time out right here. We got a lot of great news to share, and we're going to hear from one of our listeners in just a moment. So we're going to take a short time out and be encouraged by the announcements and the listener testimony. And then Jenna and I will be back. I'm Tim Wildman with Jenna Ellis. It's Jenna Ellis in the Morning on American Family Radio, day two of Share-a-thon.
Hi, my name's Connie, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I direct an event in my state capital called Capitol House of Prayer, which is a prayer for leaders in our state, and I really glean a lot of necessary information from AFR to just get a greater understanding about ways to pray for government officials, and just really appreciate all the people there and the fact that they're holding the line. So I just want to say thanks.
American Family Association founder Don Wildman saw signs of the times long ago. At the turn of the century, he wrote these words, which ring even more true today. A dark cloud has descended on America. This cloud has left us unable to tell right from wrong. In pursuit of what is called politically correct, tolerant, and diverse, we have not only permitted, but promoted a way of life that, should we continue to follow it, will ultimately destroy this grand experiment we call America. There is a way to lift this cloud of darkness, a light to show the way. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." We need to do the best we can to follow that light and share him with others. A reminder from the American Family Association.
This is Don in Tennessee, and I enjoy your radio station daily. But I have to say, Will and Nikki on Airing the Addisons were spot on today. They are on fire. These guys, they're really getting it out there. And Nikki says she's not embarrassed to praise the Lord, and I thank her for that. Anyway, as a young couple raising young children, they're doing it in the public eye. I think it's awesome.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of his saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
August.
I'm Tim Wildman, and welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Jenna Ellis with me. This is the Jenna Ellis in the Morning on AFR Hour of Share-a-thon.
Good morning.
Do what?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, what's our theme verse, Jenna?
This is John chapter 7, verse 38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. And it's a wonderful verse. And of course, those are the words of Jesus saying, as the scripture has said, and affirming the full counsel of God. He says that those of us who believe in him, who have accepted him as the Lord and Savior of our life, out of our hearts will flow rivers of living water and the truth.
Amen. All right. Well, we encourage you to call and make a gift and be as generous as you can. Help us meet our goals here at American Family Radio. Folks, it costs a lot of money to own and operate and keep on the air. 181 radio stations. You have to pay for, our staff, their families. They like to eat. Adam's shaking his head. Yes, they like to eat. We have to pay the light bill. We have to pay the satellite bill.
Attorney's fees.
Duly noted.
Just saying.
Yes, attorney's fees. They have to do the lawyer stuff to keep us legal. And then there's so many things that encompass our budget here that have to, bills that have to be paid. And so, and also, we want to keep going and we want to keep building and growing. So it costs a lot of money to own and operate this many radio stations, a network of this size. And you've always come alongside us and offered financial support. That's why we paused these 3 days in the spring and then 3 days in the fall. So 6 days out of 365 days do we talk about explicitly about our financial needs here on American Family Radio. So that's not. As Christians used to get blamed for begging for money all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do that here. We don't do that here. We don't beg for money all the time. We just present our needs twice a year, and then we ask people to respond, and folks always have responded, and we thank you for that. Now, the phone number, if you want to call us and make a gift and be as generous as you can, here's the number, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. If you want to go on the internet, it's afr.net, afr.net, afr.net. You were looking, the Republicans have announced that when their first debate is that what you said?
Yes. So we just got this news alert that the first debate in the GOP primary for the 2024 presidential cycle will be in August. So the RNC is teaming up with Fox News as well as the Young Americans Foundation, or YAF. So it looks like the focus is going to be on the youth vote. And they'll present that online on Rumble, the first debate there.
They're getting
in August.
Ready to rumble? Is that and, what you said?
Yeah, well, it's going to be definitely one of those. That's an understatement, yeah, actually. But on Friday, when this when we return to our normal programming, Vivek Ramaswamy, who a lot of you have written in and, you know, sent me emails, messages, and things, and so
he's
you like hearing
yours, right?
from him. Yeah, and I've known him for years, and so he's normally on Wednesdays. But he'll be joining me on Friday, so we'll talk about this more and what he expects from that. And we'll see if by August we have a candidate DeSantis. We'll see about that. And then Tim Scott, of course, the senator from South Carolina, has just announced this morning.
Exploratory committee.
That he has an exploratory
committee.
What
does committee. That mean? When candidates say, I formed an exploratory committee, what does that mean exactly?
They want to see if they get enough financial support to run, and if really that's the bottom line. And
so they need to call
see,
it something else. Probably they need to call it I Need Money Committee.
Well,
I formed I Need Money Committee.
Has anything in D.C. ever been labeled accurately, though? I mean,
duly noted.
You know,
yes.
It's
yeah. So Tim Scott, senator from South Carolina, he's forming an exploratory committee, which he hasn't committed yet, but he's looks like he's leaning that direction. You got. The former secretary to the U.N.
Is that what the title was?
Ambassador
to the
Nikki
U.N.
Haley,
Nikki
and
Haley.
Former, and she's former governor of South Carolina. She's in. And
yes.
And your friend?
Vivek Ramaswamy, mm-hmm. who is the first millennial presidential candidate. He's 38. What's his initials?
Yeah.
So Vivek.
That's what I'm going with.
Oh, so VR.
Okay, VR.
Yeah, like virtual reality.
Yes, it was.
See, he's a millennial.
That is, it's hard to. If you're not used to saying his name, it's
yes.
hard to say his name.
Yes.
And then, and of course, former President Trump is already in. And is Asa Hutchinson the governor?
Yes, which I don't think anyone really cares about. So he's probably out of all of them one of
He doesn't show up on any radar.
No. And
Good man. A good family, I'm sure, but doesn't show up anywhere.
Well, and comparatively with now the new governor of Arkansas, Sarah Sanders, and everything right. that she's getting done, I think a lot of conservatives, myself included, were very disappointed in Asa Hutchinson for, you know, a lot of what he did in the tenure. And a lot of these people, you know, it's interesting, and people ask, why do people like this run for president if they clearly will not get the nomination?
Right.
Or, you know, there's no real expectation. And there's a lot of reasons. And the first and foremost is simply fundraising, unfortunately, because they're wanting to.
But how do you fundraise if you're polling at 0.5%?
And which is what's difficult. But they go, you know, around to these different, events and things.
Right.
And they're wanting to do that for a future run for perhaps another office. So they're just doing that to get national attention. Or to potentially say, you know, whoever the nominee is, if they get elected, then they say, okay, well, since I was running, I'd like a cabinet position. You know, you saw that happen in the 2016 cycle,
yeah.
where a few of the former candidates against President Trump, like Ben Carson, for example, who was a great candidate, ended up being in HUD. He was the HUD director in the administration. So, you know, there's a lot of different reasons, and those are all fine, you know, but that's... We're going to have a wider field because there is no incumbent.
A wider field.
Yeah, even though.
Not a wider field, right? You said wider field.
Wider.
Yeah. Wider.
Wider.
Field.
Oh,
wider.
Oh.
Because Tim
wide.
Scott's going to run, you know.
Right.
Probably.
Wide. But, you know, wide and deep, like deep and wide, like
yeah,
the song.
Yeah, deep and wide. And Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, he hasn't said, he's acting like he's running. But he hasn't said it officially,
he can't yet because of the Florida resign to run law.
But now he said that his spokespersons, I don't know, those around him said he will make an announcement after the Florida state legislative session, which ends sometime in May.
Right, and they have actually, so this resign to run law, they have changed multiple times in Florida. I think they should just get rid of it, frankly, because, you know, why change it? But there is legislation pending that would repeal that.
What would that mean? You mean he could maintain
being governor of
Florida and still run for office?
Yes.
Run for the Republican ticket?
Yes, because right now in Florida, if you are a current Florida elected office holder, you can't run for federal office.
Right, so they'll have to change that.
Which they've done several times in Florida's history, even for Charlie Crist, who was a sitting governor who ran for president.
Gotcha.
They changed it for him, who's a Democrat. So for anybody who's going, this is changing the laws.
Yeah, I was thinking about stuff. You know, down through history, we've had governors a lot run for president, and they haven't necessarily resigned.
Nor should they. And in fact, the Supreme Court back in 1970, they didn't have a specific case that was looking at this particular question, but one of the justices was mulling the consideration of whether a resign to run law is even constitutional, because these are open offices. And so there's a lot of debate back and forth, I think, among Republicans, especially from the Trump camp, saying, he should just stay in Florida, and why would the legislature do this? Well, one, it is a legislative prerogative. The state legislature is in control of their laws, and they can do that. That's their prerogative. But also, from the standpoint that this has been done before, and also, as you said, I mean, there's no real rationale why someone who is a current office holder has to wait to run for federal office.
Yeah. All right. Well, Share-a-thon rolls on here, and this is the day two of Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and I've got a special announcement, breaking news. Do we have any breaking news music? No.
I was going to say, where's the drum roll, please?
No, well, if Sean Hannity goes to the coffee pot, it's breaking news.
The breaking news alerts.
You talk about an abuse. Yeah. Nobody even pays attention to that anymore. We could have a nuclear war.
And people break be out like,
and be like, oh, well, no, well.
I think they need to change it, though. Instead of breaking news, it needs to be breaking opinion.
Because
that's all that it is. Right?
Good point. And I don't know. Does Newsmax do that too? Do they do the breaking?
Yes.
Because you're a Newsmax contributor, right?
Yes, indeed. Not as much. They don't abuse it as much as Fox.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Fox News is like every 7 minutes, it's breaking news, no matter whether it is or not. All right, but I seriously have some breaking news, and here's the announcement. I was just handed this for the next. Is this 28 minutes? 28 minutes. For everyone who calls and makes a donation of any size, when I'm saying it like I'm saying it, I'm checking with Adam to make sure I've got this information correct. So it's a $100 add-on match until the top of the hour. So if I make a gift of $100, somebody else is going to give $100? Or if I make $50? It's $100, so it's just a straight-up $100 match by somebody, a generous donor, to the top of the hour for everyone who calls and makes a gift. Does that make sense?
It does. So basically, it's based on pledges. If you call in, no matter what the dollar amount is, then they will add $100 to that pledge.
So
this is great. This is
let's
great
get it going here, people. Let's call.
Yeah, we just had one more call in. Thank you for that.
That's $100 add-on match. We're not kidding. Till the top of the hour. So here's the phone number to get in on this. Call right now, 877-616-2396. I'm going to give that phone number again, 877-616-2396. That number goes right into our home offices here in Tupelo, Mississippi. And as Jenna, right, 25 yards from us are where our phone volunteers are. Well, a lot of them aren't volunteers. They're paid staff.
Yeah.
Here, but they're answering the phones for us here. Some of them are volunteers who listen.
All very nice, though.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what you need to know. They're all very, very nice.
So you're going to call in. That's where you're calling into. And they're going to take your pledge. And if you want to make a one-time gift of $200, $300, $400, whatever the case may be, somebody has agreed to give a $100 add-on to every single gift that's given between now and the top of the hour. Again, here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. And when you call and make this donation, a gift, you need to say, you don't have to necessarily, but just say, I want to get in on that $100 add-on match. Again, here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Do we have a listener testimony queued up? Let's play that.
Hi, I'm Kim from Mississippi, and AFR has blessed my life so much. I moved here from Texas about 2 years ago, and I was really down in the dumps and depressed, even though I knew it was what God wanted us to do. I was just really not, you know, I didn't know anybody and all that, and I discovered AFR, and specifically the Hamilton Corner, and that was just such a bright light for me, and I just love how the truth is handled by, you know, Abraham and the Addisons, and I mean, everybody else there that I've heard. I'm just, it just really impacted me. And I'm so happy to say that we are now homeschooling due to listening to Abraham encouraging to put Jerusalem first before Judea and Samaria, and Addisons as well. And we've found a church home that we love out here, and it's just been such a blessing to listen to AFR and feel connected to the body of Christ in that way, and then also to see how, you know, it's impacted our lives. So thank you for all you guys do, and stay blessed.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sharathon on American Family Radio. What an encouraging testimony from Kim, who lives in Mississippi, who moved to Mississippi from Texas and discovered American Family Radio and has been listening ever since. And especially she likes Will and Mickey in the afternoons, the Addisons, airing the Addisons. And that's a great show. And she was talking about, you know, encouraged her to homeschool her children.
Which is great. I was homeschooled all the way through. And when I got to come on and join the Addisons the last time I was here, and we got to share just
your homeschooling
the perspective.
Experience.
Yeah. And, you know, from the student and then, of course, them as parents. And it's a great show. And I think really encouraging parents that you can mentor and disciple your children, not just the education and, you know, the math, like we were talking about, you know, not just those things, but really disciple kids. And my parents are still my best friends to this day. And I really attribute that to homeschooling. So it's great that we have all kinds of different shows here that really encourage all kinds of things in the Christian worldview and family, church, and life.
All right. Listen, we want to thank, is it Zwan? Zuane in Ponca City, Oklahoma. What I'm doing now, I'm thanking folks who called in just the last little while to make a gift. Okay, Rondell in Lashmet, West Virginia. Lashmet. I got Lashmet, huh?
Lashmet or Lashmet? It looks like Lashmet.
Lashmet. West Virginia. Kevin in Conway, South Carolina. Zwan, as I said, in Ponca City, Oklahoma. Dawn in Accident. It refreshed on me here.
Accident, Maryland, it looks like.
Accident. I don't know. I changed the name of my town, probably, but that's not for me to say. But Dawn, she lives in Maryland. She lives in Accident, Maryland. And she called in and made a pledge, and we were very appreciative to her. Who else,
yes.
Jenna?
Dora out of Cary, North Carolina. We have Norris out of Kyleen, Texas. That's where my grandparents actually live in Kyleen.
Is it Kyleen or Kyleen?
Or Kyleen?
Yeah,
Kyleen.
Kyleen, okay. I think.
So, Kyleen. And then Kimberly out of Union City, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And Jan just called in from Frankfort, Indiana, looks like.
Yeah, Julia from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Nancy from Alice, Texas, and on and on. We truly are American Family Radio.
Yeah, this is great. And seeing, you know, that's one of the things too I love about listeners that get to call in on air, is that we get callers from all over the country, and everyone who are, you know, just wonderful patriots who are concerned citizens and Christians. Yeah. And so this is great, and it's fun to see.
All right, we're going to take a short time out right here and be back momentarily with more of Sharathon on America. What did you say? Did you say something?
I didn't.
Okay.
I was
I'm
just
sorry.
Finishing my thought. Just okay. Saying I love all our callers.
Yes. All right, as do I.
Yes.
We'll be back momentarily with more Sharathon on American Family Radio. Hey, get in on this $100 add-on match. You got to make a gift of $50 or $100 or $200, whatever. And somebody who listens to us has said they will add $100 to every gift between now and the top of the hour. We got 20 minutes on this deal. So call in 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. 616-2396. We will be back in just a moment.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
Working with him, it's just, he's several times you catch him with a plunger in his hand, you just follow right along and help him clean out the mess that's there, you know. Somebody called him about something and he's going to clean it up. You just jump in and help him. And he'd come back through the engineering department and he'd ask where this transmitter came from. Why ain't it fixed yet? And what's the plan? And you had to have answers pretty much. We was building a new building and I said, well, what's the answers on this? And he says, I don't know. He said, you ain't got to have all the answers, just to hire somebody that does. That was kind of funny. And other end of it, there was a water faucet that was stopped up. We kind of discussed what the problem was and come in the next day and he'd fixed it. And anyway, he's just got that personality about him that jump in and make it happen. He'd walk through every day and turn the lights off and the calculators off. And he never really thought about a calculator sitting and running, but he is counting the pennies on the power bill for all of it. If he didn't need it, he'd turn it off.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Dear friends at AFR, my wife and I listen to your broadcast every day, either live or through podcast. In the spring of 2019, I was on an extended road trip for my business here in the Southeast, manufacturing business with foreign owners that were quite difficult. At the same time, as I was on these travels, it coincided with AFR Pledge Week. At first, I was disappointed because I wanted to listen to the normal lineup. But then I tuned in, and the first thing I heard was a sermon from Pastor Jeff Shreve. The topic was the sin of worrying, which I really needed to hear at that point in time. The next speaker up was Pastor Robert Jeffrey, and his topic was the same, the sin of worry. I knew that God had clearly directed me to find the one radio station in rural Tennessee at the right time so I could hear these two messages. I didn't need to be told twice. Things came to a head in my business. Shortly thereafter, I gladly sent in my resignation. My loyal staff all did the same shortly thereafter. And they all found terrific jobs, even better after they left. Since then, my wife and I haven't regretted at all our decisions. And I'm doing a better job, I believe, of obeying the Lord's expectation to use my God-given talents as an engineer and a teacher in the topics of shop and engineering and helping young people enter careers in engineering. I can say that AFR has played a major role in helping my wife and me deal with adversity in my business, the needs of our aging parents, spreading the gospel of Christ to our children and grandchildren. Also, by sharing this information, my marriage with my wife has grown stronger. As the Lord continues to bless us, we will gladly support these fine organizations. Thanks for all you do. Many blessings.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Hey.
Hey.
I was just listening to that music. I said, play that music. You can't play that music again. That music.
It was very uplifting.
It was, wasn't it?
And like,
it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes. I want to sit here and like wave the American flag. Right. And, you know.
Get
like,
fired up.
Great. Yeah.
All right. Share-a-thon. It is on American Family Radio Day 2. And this is the Jenna Ellis in the morning hour here on American Family Radio. Jenna Ellis is with us in studio here in Tupelo. And I'm Tim Wildman. And we're delighted to have Jenna with us. Now, you live in the D.C. area, right?
I do, unfortunately. And so it has been so much fun to be here the last couple of days in Tupelo and surrounded by great Christians and, you know, out of the swamp. So
yeah.
I've really appreciated it. I was telling one of the guys, Brent, you know, works on your show yesterday. I will come anytime you guys want to have me because this is such a great
How long have you lived in the Now, in all fairness, there are nice parts of the greater
I love the history there and all
right,
that stuff,
Washington,
you know,
yeah,
but it's definitely the swamp. So I'm from Colorado originally. I still actually technically my residency, all of that is Colorado. I've just been out in D.C. for the last about 4 years because I was working for President Trump while he was still in office. So I went out to D.C. when he invited me to come and work for him.
Now, are you going to stay there or do you know or
should I
ask?
Yeah, no. So, you know, I plan to look at my options.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, folks, speaking of looking at your options, you don't have to look at this option. There's no question you should call in and make a gift to help us with this $100
Absolutely.
Add-on match. I'm not going to try to manipulate people. I'm just going to say you need to call and make a donation.
This is
straight
like
up.
When you're in the drive-thru and they
right.
say, "Do you want fries with that?" And it's not they're
yes.
not, you know, they're not pushing. And this is like free. This is like you get the side of $100 that is just an add-on that is just a bonus. It's like saying you can have the large size Biggie fries
yes.
for free. And I would totally take those right now.
And then you end up adding on pounds too if you do that for very
That's
long.
True.
But that's not why we're here to talk about your weight, people. We're here to talk about $100. If you call in and make a donation of any amount between now and the next 14 minutes, a generous listener has agreed to add $100 to every gift. Don't ask me. I don't know who they are. I have this information was brought in to me, so... But this is accurate, and we want you to get in on this. So $100 added to every gift between now and the top of the hour. Here's the phone number. This is the phone number to call us here and make a gift. 877-616-2396. Jenna, you want to give that again?
It is 877-616-2396, or you can also go to AFR.net. That's AFR.net.
All right, listen, I wanted to point this good news. I was scrolling the news last night, and I came across this from
LifeSite News, I believe.
Okay,
which, by the way, if you follow them on Twitter, you should. They're good friends of mine. They
yes.
send me stuff to retweet all the time, which is nice.
Life News, support Life News, okay. Mm-hmm. And here's the headline. Abortions dropped 96% in states with abortion bans, and babies are saved. And I'll just read the first paragraph here, first line. Abortions dropped by nearly 96% in the 13 states with abortion bans or restrictions to the months before Roe versus Wade was overturned. So, point is that in the 13 states, I can't name them all, Jenna, that have been enacted strong pro-life legislation to protect unborn babies from being slaughtered in the womb, that babies are being saved. And this was the ultimate goal and objective.
Absolutely. And this is incredible, and I'm thankful that we have 13 states. We need to get that even higher, because now that we have the Dobbs opinion, which overturned Roe versus Wade, and the states and Congress, our legislatures,
right.
our representatives, can impose restrictions and regulations on abortion to make sure to preserve and protect the first and foremost fundamental right, the right to life. We as Christians need to continue to advance and to say, you know, this is wonderful news, and to continue to fight for life.
Amen. Amen. Well, this is good news to report. Adam, can you put that on our Today's Issues Facebook page and Jenna's Facebook page, Jenna Ellis in the Morning, so people can have this for themselves, because this is great news to share and pass around. It says from July to December 2022, 13 states placed restrictions on abortion,
And they've showed up, the numbers have shown up to, and have bared out that, and borne out, I should say, that these laws have led to far fewer abortions in these states. The states are Alabama, Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. So congratulations to those states, and we hope that you will continue to work and pray for pro-life efforts in your particular state.
Absolutely. Be praying for my home state of Colorado, where we have abortion literally until the moment of birth.
What happened to Colorado? Because because Colorado prior to the last 10 years was was basically considered a pink state. If not red in many ways. Okay, it was a strongly conservative state. And now it's drifted to be a purple state, and in many ways a blue state, unfortunately. Would you call it a purple state?
I'd call it right now at least solidly blue, because the majority in both houses is Democrat.
Okay.
We used to, until 2018, had a one-seat majority in the Senate. Unfortunately, that was lost. And the governor's mansion is also Democrat. We unfortunately have the first openly gay Democrat.
But they're fairly close races.
They were, and in the legislature. But it's increasingly becoming not so.
Okay,
and
this what happened to Colorado?
There's a great resource called the Colorado Blue Book that actually goes into what happened, because this wasn't just drifting or, you know, millennials that came in looking for the tech industry jobs
in Denver
and all of that.
What about California? People from California move there?
That was part of it. But what really happened, speaking of abortion, Planned Parenthood came in and intentionally funded a 10-year plan, along with some other Democrat organizations, to turn Colorado blue. And this is what Democrats do, is that they have these incremental kinds of campaigns, and they will, over the course of 10 years, become world changers. And that's what we need to do as conservatives and as Christians, to say, okay, we may not get everything legislatively in one fell swoop, but that's okay. We can go in and incrementally win some of these races. But that's what happened to Colorado. And there are a lot of people still, like my good friends at Colorado Christian University, where I'm still a fellow at the Centennial Institute, that are working and partnering with organizations to try to draw this back and to say we need to reclaim our state for conservative issues.
But it's not deep blue in a California, New York deep blue.
Not yet, but it's trending that way, which is very concerning. And there was a statistic as well that on the trend lines of where millennials were headed after school and college and all of that to get some of these tech jobs, the number one destination was New York. The number two destination was Colorado, for a lot of these liberals. And so, and now with millennials being the largest voting bloc, that really changes a lot. And so that's where, there's a lot of concerns about messaging and other things, and how we can reach not only the Gen Zers, but the millennial vote. And that's incredibly important in states like Colorado.
Okay. Just real quickly there, you got your, your baby boomers, and I would be on the tail end of that. I'm trying to keep up with the names of the
of the generations.
Of the
group.
What's right behind me? Gen X. And then millennials,
which I'm a millennial.
You're a millennial?
Yeah, I'm a little bit older millennial.
You're an older millennial?
Yeah, cuz I'm 38.
You're an AARP millennial?
Yes.
Is that what you are? Huh?
There we go. Yes.
So, and
which
then
is,
then I get lost.
Yeah, then it's
Gen Z.
The Gen Z. Yep, and I don't think they've named one after that. Yeah.
Huh?
So.
Okay.
They'll probably be the, it'll be some rainbow flag.
It's starting
flag
to sound like like Fraternity Row or something like that. You know what I'm saying? A Delta this and that. So Gen Z's the. Gen Z or sorority row. Gen Z's the last one.
So far, yes.
Yeah, they can vote.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
But millennials, that's why, because I think the oldest millennial right now is about 42. currently to about 30, so, I think, is our age block. And so that's the largest voting block in the country right now.
Our age block? I thought that was a tax firm of some kind. Huh? Am I
oh,
right?
H&R Block.
Oh, H&R thinking. Block. Yeah. See, it's hard to keep up with all these all this stuff. All right, Trivia Friday will be Friday. You'll be out of town by then, though.
I will, but...
I wanted to invite you to stay around and participate on that.
Well, maybe I can change my flight.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. What do we do on Trivia Friday?
We play trivia with our listeners, and it's a lot of fun.
That's fun.
Absolutely. We have a lot of fun. We do that every Friday.
So is this like political trivia or just like...
In fact, we're trying to escape it.
Okay. So just open
it's
like...
We do Bible trivia. We do general trivia. We do science and math. My expertise is, science and math. And then history, whatever. We do all kind of fun
That's
things
great.
On trivia. Yeah. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. All right. So... Jenna, what do we got going on until the top of the hour? And there's 5 minutes left.
We have the $100 add-on match. So if you call in and make a pledge of any amount, then $100 automatically will be added on from a generous donor that has a pledge to match your donation with this $100 add-on. So you have about 4 minutes left to get... in this game and to have this participation and increase your generous gift. So you can call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net. That is AFR.net. And since you only have about 3 minutes, 30 seconds. If you have a slow, boomer dial-up connection, maybe call from your iPhone
Bada-boom.
Or your Android. We don't judge if you're, a blue bubble or green bubble or anything here. I mean, I do as the millennial, but...
bubble or a blue bubble.
On your text messages? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because Adam over there is... Yeah. Yeah, he knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So, if you're a green bubble and you text message me, I automatically am skeptical. I'm just saying. But if you have a dial-up, you can go to AFR.net. You can, but I would suggest call 877-616-2396 in the last 3 minutes here to get the $100 add-on match before the top of the hour.
A green bubble and a blue bubble. That's news to me.
Haven't people texted you that are green and blue? I mean, you're a blue bubble. Which I appreciate.
Is that like my mood?
No, or? that's how it comes. If you have iMessage, basically,
okay,
so that if you can do texting over,
I can do a yellow thumbs up.
Yeah, that's different. That's an emoji. That's a whole different category.
Can we show you how to do this? So, yellow thumbs up.
I know how to do.
You know how to do?
Okay. Oh yeah, and I love the emoji. There is. Did you know that there is a Unicode consortium that comes together and they figure out what new emojis they want to put out? I want to be part of that consortium. Like, how do you get on that? Wouldn't that be fun to be like, hey, you know what we really need is a pregnant man emoji? Like, these people, they sit around and they talk about this.
Oh,
and I'm thinking,
my goodness gracious.
I would have vetoed. It needs to be like NATO, where you got to have like joint members, everybody participate. So somebody from the Unicode consortium that's listening right now.
Or the unicorn.
Or the unicorns. They have a unicorn emoji. You can call us right now at 877-616-2396. Give a pledge, but also invite me to be part of this consortium so that we can veto the crazy emojis.
All right.
That's the message for today.
That's the message.
This 30 is, seconds.
This is Jenna Ellis in the morning here on American Family Radio. It's the second day of Share-a-thon. We got one more day. I'm Tim Wildman and Jenna Ellis. And is that the music saying we're on our way out here?
Yep. You got about 15 seconds. Call in 877-616-2396.